Welcome to the 27th hour of Chaos Horror Disorder. Special Halloween episode tonight, even though Halloween was yesterday. We have guest host Felix Morel with us to break down his, this is his playlist that he came up with. So, hello Felix.
Doug.
How are you?
Good, you?
Good, good. You feeling spooky?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so I came across your playlist that you were posting on Instagram and Facebook, where there was a lot of good stuff on there. So this is like a condensed version of what you've been posting, eh?
Yeah, yeah, concentrating more on the punk, noise rock kind of stuff, because there's a lot of psych and metal on the full list.
Yeah, there's a lot of Halloween music out there, actually. It's almost like Christmas music, but...
Yeah. And I made some research on the Halloween sound effects, and there was way more than I thought.
Oh, yeah.
Because the name of the playlist, Halloween Horrors, come from one of the only Halloween sound effects record that was released on a major label.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Anyway,
what kind of stuff is it? Like witches' screams and
the A side is just a story. Yeah, the A side is a story, and the B side is just like wolves, dogs, door creaking, chains.
Nice.
Like stuff. I guess it was made for people to make their own Super 8 horror movie or something like that at the time. Or just to play while the kids were trick or treating. Just play the record and put the speaker in the window.
The haunted house.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. So, do you want to just what are the first tracks we're going to listen to?
First track is let me look at my list. It's Chambers of Horrors by Tales of Terror, which is a punk band from, I don't remember where, from the 80s, and they had a reputation to being like really self-destructive and drinking a lot, and I think most of the members are dead.
Oh dear. Yeah. Being self-destructive will do that to you, but...
Yeah.
Live fast, die young. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it's considered skate rock because they were all skaters, but they actually have a pretty dark side musically, and that song especially is almost like a Flipper-esque.
Okay.
It's really chunky and sludgy. Anyway, it fits.
Nice. All right, we'll give that a listen, and then we'll be back for more. Enjoy. This is CKUT 90.3 FM, 27th hour.
Thank you. is all both small and great, rich and poor, free and bound, to receive a mark in their right hand or their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the marks of the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is the wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. And I looked, and lo, the Lamb stood on the mount.
Born, yeah, yeah. Wish I were never born. I can't see those pearly gates, nothing in the clouds above. I can't see the spirits in my room, I can't see their horns. I can't see the lonely nights, I wish I was never born. Yeah, I wish I was never born. I can't see the devil's eyes, laughing in the pit below. I can't see the midnight moon, laughing in the clouds above. I can't see immortal gods laughing in the air we breathe. I can't see the bellowing skies, evil spelled backwards is live. I can't see the spirits in my room, I can't see their horns. I can't see the lonely nights, I wish I was never born. Yeah, I wish I was never born. Wish I was never born. Yeah, wish I was never born. Spirits in my room, I can't see their horns. I can't see the lonely nights, I wish I was never born. Yeah, yeah, wish I was never born. Wish I was never born. Yeah, yeah, wish I was never born.
Blood-sucking fever has got me again. The moon is shining full and I feel so strange. Like a vampire, I'm gonna slowly change into a vampire. I'm gonna grow some fangs like a vampire. I'm gonna find your veins like a vampire. I'm gonna be one too, like a vampire. Never, never die. Vampire, gonna be one too. Vampire, blood's your only food. A vampire, the living dead's for you. Like a vampire, we're gonna steal your life. Like a vampire, your skin's so white. Like a vampire, you're gonna feel alright. Like a vampire, it's the endless night.
Yes, welcome back to 27th Hour, CKUT, 90.3 FM on this very spooky Halloween edition with Felix. So, hit us. What have we been listening to?
Okay. Well, the first song of the block was Evil by 45 Grave, which is a band from LA, kind of a super group with Don Bowles from The Germs on drums. And singer Dinah Cancer, who's also in Vox Pop. And I think Paul Rosler plays in that band too. Not sure. Anyway, it's a cool, fun Halloween song, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, almost glam death rock, I call it.
Do you know why it's called? I don't. But do you know why where the name 45 Grave came from?
I don't know. I always think maybe it's like kind of like a 45, like a 7-inch.
Oh, true. Like, yeah.
Because I know a lot of those guys, especially Don Bowles, is a huge record collector nerd, and yeah, always took it as like, oh, it's a grave of 45s. I don't know.
But yeah, that could be like the dollar bin.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. But I never investigated.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Okay. And then right after that, we heard The Beast by Superheroines. I don't know if I pronounced that. Okay. Superheroines. Anyway, another LA death rock band, kind of the same scene with Eva Ho, which used to date Roz William from Christian Death. And she sings backup vocals. It's Yeah, so I really love them. Their second album is a bit more metal, which is pretty okay in my book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's from the first record.
Yeah,
and right after that it was Evil Dark Face by Eddie Detroit, mm-hmm. which I'm not too sure, but and I'm not sure if he was a street musician, but he was definitely like an outsider figure in Phoenix, Arizona, and he, on that record he's backed up by two members of Sun City Girls. Mm-hmm. And the whole record is about like occult stuff, like Beelzebub. There's even a song called The Vampire. Pretty much all the songs sound a bit the same.
Yeah.
It's always like a chugging, like ding, 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 like just one chord. Big conceptual artist.
Yeah, I was reading the history of Destroy All Monsters. On Wikipedia the other day, actually, and because then Ron Ashton, and then who was the one from Rock from the Tombs who joined as well? But there was like some after that, those guys joined and they kind of like gained more notoriety. But it seemed like the singer was dating one of the members from before that period and then began dating Ron Ashton, and then that other guy was kicked out of the band.
So, the second incarnation is way more like a stooge worship and less weird and experimental, but it's still pretty good, I think.
Yeah.
But the second version is pretty much only the singer, Nagara, and I think it's, Ron Ashton, and maybe even another stooge was in the band. I'm not sure. And maybe a guy from MC5.
Oh, it's the guy from MC5. That's what it is.
Yeah, I think there's a guy from MC5.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, I was confused about my Detroit rock history there. Yeah, I was thinking about Detroit, actually, because of Devil's Night, which just I was confused about, actually. The night before Halloween. And I don't know if you remember back in the 90s, there'd just be all these images of Detroit burning on Devil's Night.
Well, I don't remember, but it's funny you say that, because just maybe 30 minutes ago, I saw an Instagram post by John Brannan.
Oh, yes. Negative
Approach, and it's a screen grab of a Devil's Night with a pumpkin and from a newscast, and I guess that's from the era. And he just says, those who know, knows.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but now I know.
Yeah, there used to be like just hundreds of fires, and they would just burn everything down, which I guess you can do, could do in a city of Detroit like that at the time, because nobody was living in the houses.
So. I actually read something about Devil's Night, not in Detroit, but in general, and traditionally it was the night where people would do like armless pranks, like a flaming bag of poop on the balcony, or like throwing wet toilet paper on houses and stuff like that.
Yeah, I remember in Winnipeg they would go and you had to like take your pumpkin in the night before Halloween because it would get smashed if you left it out. All these broken pieces of pumpkin all over the street when you're going around trick-or-treating for the people that didn't take them in. Alright, let's continue with the playlist. So what's up next?
Next is it's Graveyard by Dead Moon.
Nice.
A band that I know we both love.
Indeed.
And if you don't know them, I guess I could describe them as like, it's from the 80s, but it sounds a bit like 60s garage punk with maybe like a angry Neil Young singing or something. Not Neil Young, but he has like a cracked voice, like really emotional voice.
Yeah.
Like raw at the same time. And that song is not really a Halloween song. It's more like a love song, and it says I think he's heartbroken. He says I might as well be dead. I'm in the graveyard. So it's not really a song about zombies or anything, but whatever. The mood is there, I think.
It's funny, they have a lot of songs about heartbreak, but he was together with his wife Tootie for a long time. Like their kids were like teenagers when they started Dead Moon.
Yeah. I think it just likes the style.
Yeah. It had some rocky moments too, you never know.
Yeah. They looked like a pretty happy couple.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, here's Dead Moon in the graveyard. All right. Enjoy.
Touch your tiny burning feet and wait. Thank you. le métal blesse ta peau. Ton visage se déchire. Hurle, hurle, le sang lisse. Il l'enclame des freins plastiques. Sans le noir, coupe lui, ne te donne pas. Il est pour toi. Sans le noir, coupe lui, ne te donne pas. Il est pour toi. Tu hurles à mes oreilles. Dans ma tête, mon cerveau se déchire. Je jouis, tu vas mourir. Meurs petit, c'est le cinéma. Sans le noir, coupe lui, ne te donne pas. Et pour toi, sans le noir, coupe lui, ne te donne pas. Et pour toi, j'accroche les chairs, je les écarte, je les pénètre. Je jouis, je les rose. Le trottoir.
Yes, we're back. CKT 90.3 FM, 27th Hour of Chaos, Horror, and Disorder. I'm joined by Felix here. So, yes, this is a great playlist, man. Thank you for doing this. And
Did it for fun, but so many people liked it that actually did it on YouTube yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Is there, like, do you want to share? Can people find that? They want to come check out the full playlist?
Well, I didn't save it yet, so I don't think people have. I've been in the middle of the afternoon. I'll put it on YouTube. I'll put it live, and I'll keep add to it until midnight tonight, I guess.
That's perfect. So let's go back and tell us what we listened to.
The first song of the block was See You in the Boneyard by the Flesh Eaters.
Yes.
Band from LA with members from Hex. The song after that is Creatures of the Dark Night by Capital Punishment, which is a private press from a New York, like teenagers from 80s New York, with rich parents, had access to a really good studio, and they basically composed all the songs in the studio, like adding stuff on top of each other. Ben Stiller, the comedian, plays drums on this record.
No way.
Yeah. And apparently at the time they were really into what was happening in New York, which was like the post no wave scene, I guess, like stuff on, like they would go to Dancit area, I don't know which band I could refer to. Like in the liner notes, they say basically there was a lot of activity in New York at that time, a lot of like underground bands experimenting with like early synths and like kind of like punks influenced by Brian Eno and Bowie and Residents, Chrome, Devo.
Yeah, cool.
And hear all of that in that song, I find.
Yeah.
Kind of like perfect mix of like hardcore Devo era, and it's a bit more punkier.
Yeah.
It's really good. It was discovered by Mike Sniper from Blank Dogs and Secret Bone Records. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
You find it like a guy died, apparently. Like a crazy, amazing record collection with a lot of unknown stuff like that.
Oh, cool.
Just got rediscovered a couple of years ago.
Crazy.
And that song is pretty nice. And right after that, it kind of has like a synthesized bass and kind of like a sci-fi vibe. So I mixed it with a metal urbain snuff movie, like yeah. French electropunk.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, basically a song about snuff movies, which is, I guess, Halloween adjacent.
Falls into the whole horror shock sort of things. Yeah.
If people don't know what a snuff movie is, it's real murders committed on film. And it's like there's a debate as it actually exists, if there's actually some, but I'm pretty sure there's some serial killers of film and murder. Well, there was
Roca Magno. Yeah, exactly. Famously, there's a Montreal made snuff movie. Yeah.
So, I have a whole book about snuff movies and like fake snuff stuff like Mondo or like Faces of Death shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of fascinating.
Yeah.
And right after that is Drunks with Gun with Melissa, which is a 12-year-old girl. They asked, like, it's basically, I think they did two 7-inch with her, and it's covers of their old songs. And Drunks with Guns is a kind of like sludge rock, noise rock band, that a bit like Flipper, but with a mix of metal, like Sabbath or like My War, like Flag Mixing, like really evil riffs. And it's always really, really dumb, like one riff. Lurching, like a bit stupid. I love it.
Yeah,
and that song is called Zombie, and is the totality of the lyric is "Mommy, I'm a zombie." That's what she said throughout the whole song, I think. After Transfer Jam, it's gonna be Park One, which is a UK band that was part of the anarcho-punk scene. It's a 7-inch that came inside of a fanzine, and it's like hyper rare now.
Oh, really?
Got reissued by Sacred Bones recently. And, actually, I know that band because my band, No Negative, we got compared to them.
Oh, yeah.
So I checked them out, and it kind of makes sense a bit. Yeah, kind of the same sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, and right after Part One, it's Billy Synth and the Turns Up and the Turnups, Walking Skeletons. It's Stooge Worship, but with like analog synths, and so it almost sounds a bit like not Aquarian, but maybe like Monoshock. Or like, it's hard to describe, but yeah, really driving garage punk. Like rock and roll solos, but instead of guitars, it's like moogs and keyboards. And he's also a bit known in the underground record collectors for the compilation called Psychedelic Unknowns, which is kind of like budget style, like Pebbles or like Back from the Grave sounds, but he did himself.
Cool.
And it's really cool.
And then we're going to end it with the Shags.
Oh yeah, the Shags. Yeah, it's Halloween. the song is called "It's Halloween." And if somebody doesn't know the Shags, well, you'll hear them now. But it's three teenage girls that were formed by their dads. Like their dads, I don't think he forced them, but I think he really encouraged them. Like, you have to have a band. You need a hobby.
Groom them.
Yeah, kind of groom them.
Yeah.
And I think they ended up liking it, but it's totally self-taught. So it's really weird. There's like weird chord changes and tempo changes. And I've read somewhere from a really good musician that he said that it's really, really hard to actually do a cover of the Shags faithfully. Everything they do is like unconventional.
It's Halloween.
You're listening to Harmony Express on CKUT 90.3 FM, broadcasting out of Montreal, Quebec. It's a little after midnight, and the show goes till 2 a.m., so keep it locked. We're going to be playing some spooky music, we being myself, Celia, it's just me. It's going to be some stuff inspired by Halloween, also some of my favorites because it is actually the 4-year anniversary of Harmony Express.